Coming up in January, in fact, January 27th through the 29th at the Florence Event Center, it's the Winter Music Festival 2023 version. And I have some folks in here today to talk about it. Kirk Malenik is here.
Good morning, George.
Good morning to you. Rachel Pearson.
Hi, George.
And Janet Wellington is with us, too. So let's start off and talk about, this all coming together again for another season after getting out of COVID and getting done with that stuff.
Yes, George. Happy to say that we are back, and we're back in a very big way. 12 bands, 17 workshops, jams and food trucks, and just a lot of good times down at the Florence Event Center. So we're really glad to be back in a stronger way than ever.
Now, food trucks is a different addition than in previous years, isn't it? Or have you had it a couple times?
We've had a smattering of those over the years, but we're going to have a record number this year if everything works out. So a couple of local folks and a couple of folks from out of town.
That sounds pretty good. Now, which one of you is talking about the lineup this year?
Rachel's going to talk about the lineup today.
I'm talking about the lineup. It's amazing. Michael Cleveland and Flamekeeper is our Saturday night headliner, and he is the 12-time national champion fiddler. He is so good that people come to play with him, and he is self-taught pretty much because he was born blind.
So oh, I did not know that about him.
He did not take lessons from people. He's learned a lot from others, but he is his own person, and he has a 5-piece band and tours the world.
That's pretty cool, and nothing like a good fiddler player. I was a big fan of Mark O'Connor when he was in his heyday in Nashville.
Oh, my, yes. Quite top of the heap, player. Indeed.
Indeed.
And just a little teaser for the festival, on the 16th, of January 2023, that's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, there'll be an event at the City Light Cinema. Michael Falter is putting on the Flamekeeper. It's Michael Cleveland and Flamekeeper documentary that tells you all about him, and it's very inspirational, and it is going to be very inexpensive to attend.
That should be nice to give a little peek into what he is. And for those who might not know him, can go see that and then get their tickets for the Winter Music Festival.
That's right. I'll whet everybody's appetite for that kind of fiddling.
Now, what is there anything different that you're doing this year that you've done haven't done in previous years?
Nothing different, but just amplified. In fact, Janet has been the mastermind behind what is a record number of workshops coming up, and I'm hoping today that she'll be willing to share with us a little bit about those details, please.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing lineup of 17 workshops. And I was looking at it again and realizing it's just an amazing variety. We've got 2 songwriting workshops, which I will be attending. Kathy and Tim Crosby of Phoenix and Mike and Carlene McCornack are both going to be teaching, and I think it's going to be an amazing opportunity. I wanted to put together things, workshops that are not just for musicians. So we have some vocal workshops and songwriting, and then meet the band kinds of workshops. We have 3, meeting Phoenix, Dan Crary, Bill Evans, and Wally Burnick, which will be amazing, and Slocan Ramblers, and they'll talk a little bit about arranging for a group. There will be some instrument workshops, a couple of banjo workshops, bass, guitar, mandolin, and guitar, and some history even. So if someone just wants to go into sources of music and stories, we have a couple of those to offer, and then performance tips. So I'll be at that one. How to learn to be yourself on stage.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That is a tough one. You know, I've struggled with that, you know, my whole life when I'm performing on stage, because when I do a song, when it's not an original, when I do a song, I want to do it the way the artist did it, and I've always been told my whole life, don't do that. Be yourself out there.
Well, you need to come to that workshop with me.
I do need to do that, yeah.
Well, actually, I'd also like to put a little spotlight on Janet. She tends to be a very modest person, which, of course, is fine in real life. But she's going to be leading a workshop as well. And Janet, speak a little bit about what you're going to be leading.
Well, one of the goals that I had as a new ukulele player was to be able to jam with other people and to attend festival jams and to get that energy from other people. And so I brought in someone to teach, Jim DeVille, amazing ukulele player, and he taught us how to play by ear and how to jam. And so I've taken that concept and kind of made it my own. And I'll be teaching on Thursday, the 26th, from 1 till 3, and we'll be announcing the location. Don't have that set yet. but I'll be teaching just basic music theory, 1-4-5 chord progressions, and how to figure out what key everybody's in, and hopefully get some other people excited about jamming, because we will have jamming at the festival all throughout the festival.
Well, my understanding is that Kirk is trying to wrangle me into doing some stuff, so I may need to. Will that workshop be before?
Yes.
Okay, because I might need to come to that first.
Sure.
Yeah.
That'd be
George,
great.
I did misspeak earlier. There is something brand new. Also, the brainchild of Janet Wellington to my left over here. And it is Thursday night. That's the event you're speaking of. It's called Take the Stage. And Janet, tell us about Take the Stage. What's going to happen on Thursday evening?
It's going to be an acoustic environment, very intimate, and it's a chance for people to sing a song or two or play a song or two, or you can come and just be part of the appreciative audience. But it's a chance to shine a little bit in our town, and if you've been practicing during shutdown and COVID, this is a chance to show your chops and to gather with other musicians. I think it'll be a great time to meet other players and maybe form some new groups.
Yeah, and there's always people getting together. You know, you always see people and say, oh, I didn't know you knew him, and you guys sound good together. So that's kind of cool.
Right, and the really good news there is that it's going to be a very supportive environment. For those who may be a little hesitant, maybe they wanted to dip their toes into the performance arena,
right.
This is the place to go where you're guaranteed to get some applause and a lot of love and support. And so that is a very new and exciting event, thanks to Janet's idea on that.
And yeah, the worst thing is going to... is being there and nobody reacts. That's just very hard.
And that's indeed. On Thursday from 6 till 9 at the Event Center. And you'll sign up to play that night. So nice and simple, casual, and again, very welcoming and a good chance to get up on stage and take the stage and shine.
Now, because you're doing the thing where you teach people how to jam, will there be other musicians on there? Or will that basically be the person who's going to perform will be up there by themselves?
I think that we're going to have some backup musicians available.
Very special backup musicians. In fact, Tom Neckville is a well-known banjo luthier. Originally from the Midwest, still has his factory out there, his workshop, but he's also established a place in Sisters now. It's called Neckville West, and he will be on site as an exhibitor of his fine instruments, but he and his partner in life, Linda Levitt, who's with the Oregon Bluegrass Association, who will also be leading a workshop over the course of the weekend. The two of them, and she's a guitar player and a great singer, harmony singer, lead singer, they have agreed to, at the request of anybody who wants to take the stage that night, perform some backup for them if the person wants it.
Oh, good, because I got a great song that would go good with banjo.
There we go. Well, you're in business. No excuses now, George.
No. trust me, I'll come up with some before the day.
All right.
So what about some of the other artists that are playing, Rachel?
I am very excited about Josh Goforth. He's from Madison County, North Carolina, which is called the Jewel of the Blue Ridge Mountains. And that pretty much sums up. He sounds and looks like he just stepped out of Andy from Mayberry. And his music is wonderful. He's a singer, storyteller, old-time musician. He does bluegrass and swing. And he tells funny jokes. He will be our kids' concert person. Oh. Solo act, and he's already sent me a list, and he's got a lot of old-timey music in there, and that will be open by invitation to Siusla Elementary, Mapleton, and Reedsport students, and we'll be live streaming it, so homeschoolers and anybody else that can't get to the theater can watch it for free.
Well, I'm sure if he's from the mountains of North Carolina and the Blue Ridge there, I'm sure he knows the Tom Dula story, and maybe he'll do that song. Did he put that one in there?
He did not, but he probably knows it in his sleep, and he could probably sing it.
I think so, too. Wow. And I'd like to add that on Friday night, we have two young progressive bluegrass bands, Americana-ish bluegrass bands coming to town. Opening is a band called Never Come Down out of Portland. They're making a lot of headway at the festivals and getting some awards along the way. And then A.J. Lee and Blue Summit are coming up from the Bay Area. A.J. Lee is a young woman who has been winning awards on mandolin and vocals since she was the age of 10. She's the ripe old age of 23 now.
Whoa.
And carrying on in a way that is just absolutely mesmerizing. And then we have a full lineup beginning at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning with a very popular band out of Bellingham, Washington called Cabin Fever Northwest. Josh Goforth plays again. We have Dan Crary and his band coming, as was mentioned earlier. And then a band out of Ottawa, Canada, called the Slocan Ramblers. And then Rachel's already talked about Saturday night. Actually, let me just add that Jake Blunt is coming from Rhode Island. He's a black fiddler banjo player and speaks of that experience, sings a lot of old songs and talks about, you know, being in servitude to others, et cetera, and comes from a very deep place with that. I'd like Janet to talk a little bit about Folk Sunday. We're throwing the Folkies here in town. A really nice lineup for Sunday.
Well, I really wanted to get the feeling of folk music back to the Winter Music Festival because we have diversified so much, which is fabulous. But I really wanted to encourage people who haven't attended for a while to come back and consider our Folk Sunday. You can just buy a ticket for that day. And it's going to be an amazing lineup of the McCornacks, who are pretty well known in the area, singing a lot of their own songs. And again, reminding you that you can gain knowledge from them about songwriting, and they are my favorites, I think. And then also Phoenix, Tim, and Kathy Crosby will be singing cover songs that I've listened to that are fabulous, and they're getting a lot of attention for their treatment of other people's songs as well as their own. Hank Kramer is going to actually teach a little bit about Celtic to Cowboy and the immigration of music and people, and so that's prior to the concert, but then he'll be entertaining us, and he's got an amazing deep voice and an amazing guitar ability that will just mesmerize you. And then Three Together is a trio of Doug Smith, Judy Smith, and Don Mitchell. They're actually going to be teaching harmony singing on Sunday morning. So get up a little earlier and come over for those two classes and then enjoy the rest of the Sunday and just immerse yourself into that lovely folk music that I certainly love.
Mm. And George, in case there are listeners in your audience who are unfamiliar with the Winter Music Festival, I know it'd be a rare case.
Well, but there's new people that move into town.
There are. And so if you're not sure about what type of music is being offered, perhaps you want to just test it out ahead of time, Oregon Pacific Bank will again host a Free to the Community concert on Friday evening, 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. of Festival Week. I believe that's the 27th of January. And that'll be an hour. And that's Jake Blunt, again, the fellow from Rhode Island. So we'll have a professional sound person supporting him. And he'll be holding forth as a solo artist that night. It's free. They'll have cookies and some coffee and tea. Come over and spend some time at Oregon Pacific Bank. We thank those folks for doing that yet again.
That weekend's going to be full of a lot of music for sure. Now, how can people get tickets?
Several ways. You can go to wintermusicfestival.org and navigate your way through the system. You can also call the Florence Event Center box office during regular business hours, 541-997-1994.
Right. And, of course, you can go to the box office, too.
You can go to the box office. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Rachel, do you have something to finish up?
Oh, just want to give some love to our sponsors that have come back again for another year. Yeah. Kiwanis Club is again sponsoring the kids' concerts. Oregon Pacific Bank, Christina Voog, Stitch and Soul, Sue Gilday, All Creations, Johnston Motors, Peace Health, 1285 Restabar, Hannah Walton Ferguson, Peterson Woodworking, Florence Dental Clinic, the wonderful Elks Lodge, number 1858, is signed up. And our presenting sponsor, again, Sea Lion Caves.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. You got a nice lineup there. You got a nice lineup of sponsors, nice lineup of music for the Winter Music Festival.
Indeed, the Hoagland Properties also. We have some hoteliers who help us a lot each year. So Riverhouse Inn, Old Town Inn, Best Western Pier Point, and the Lighthouse. Could not do this without them. And Whales Watch, that's correct.
All right. Well, thank the three of you for being in here today and looking forward to a great music festival coming up.
And George, thank you. We appreciate the support of KCST as always.
And we will see you there, George.
Yes, indeed. Don't go anywhere. In our next hour, we'll talk with Andy Gris-Koyak, Bobby King, and Officer Garrett Litterall on the December edition of Our Town.